This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Satellite imagery of a North Korean shipyard on Friday showed activity suggesting preparations for a test of a medium-range submarine-launched missile. The Center for Strategic and International Studies said the images of North Korea's Sinpo shipyard showed several vessels within a secure boat basin, one of which resembled vessels previously used to tow a submersible test stand barge out to sea. It said that the activity was suggestive of preparations to test a submarine-launched ballistic missile from the sea. A previous launch in October 2019 was seen by analysts as the most provocative by North Korea since it entered dialogue with the United States over its nuclear weapons and missile programs in 2018. U.S. President Donald Trump has angrily defended himself against allegations that he mocked American war dead by calling them losers and suckers. At a White House news conference late Friday, the president dismissed reports originally by The Atlantic and later corroborated by other news outlets that he disparaged U.S. troops by calling them a disgrace and a hoax. Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden, whose late son Beau Biden served in the Marines in Iraq, said the allegations, if they're true, President Trump is unfit for the presidency. The allegations, sourced anonymously, describe multiple offensive comments said by the president toward fallen U.S. service members. These supposedly include calling World War I dead at an American military cemetery in France losers and suckers in the year 2018. Mr. Trump calls all of this fake news. More at VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. Defense ministers of India and China have met in the Russian capital to try to solve rising tensions along with their disputed border in the eastern Ladakh region, where a June clash killed 20 Indian soldiers. India's defense minister tweeted about his meeting Friday night with the Chinese counterpart that lasted about 2 hours. He did not give any details about the outcome of the first direct high-level contact between the two countries in the months-long standoff. The ministers met on the sidelines of the meeting of the defense chiefs of Shanghai Cooperation Court Organization. India earlier this week said its soldiers had thwarted provocative movements by Chinese troops, while Beijing accused Indian troops of creating provocations along the disputed border. There are now more than 873,000 deaths globally from COVID-19, with more than 26.5 million confirmed infections. The U.S., Brazil, and India hold the top spots for both deaths and infections, while Mexico falls just behind India in the number of deaths, and Russia is a distant fourth behind India in the number of infections. U.S. President Donald Trump said the United States must look very seriously into the suspected poisoning of Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny, but that his administration has not yet seen any proof. At a news conference Friday, the president said he has not seen the proof yet that Navalny was poisoned, but he would look into it. Mr. Trump did not take as strong a stand as the State Department, which earlier on Friday expressed grave concern about the finding that Navalny was poisoned. Navalny is the most popular and prominent opponent of the Russian president, Vladimir Putin, and the German announcement this week that he was poisoned by a nerve agent has raised the possibility of further Western sanctions against Moscow. The UN's Atomic Watchdog Agency says that Iran continues to increase its stockpile of enriched uranium in violation of limitations set in the landmark 2015 nuclear deal with world powers. The International Atomic Energy Agency reported Friday in a confidential document distributed to member countries and seen by the Associated Press that Iran, as of August 25th, had stockpiled 2.32 tons of low enrichment uranium. That is up from 1.73 tons last reported. On May 20th, Iran signed a nuclear deal in 2015, which limited and said that it was only going to keep a stock of 0.7 pounds. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.